You're listening to the ESO Network, your station for all things geek.
Hello, Cosmic Pizza Podcast, the show of all sorts that sorts all by serving up a slice of life. What is your order, please? I see. The special it is. Be there to deliver ASAP. Cosmic Pizza Podcast, special delivery. Hello and welcome to the Cosmic Pizza Podcast office party episode. Yes, this is a we've decided to take a break from our regular scheduling, whatever that is, and basically we're having a knees up. We're having a good old relax, a few drinks here in the back office of the Cosmic Pizza Podcast headquarters. Well, I say that, but if anybody was watching this on video, and the guys can see my background, my Christmas jumper it's got a picture of a sort of a Yoda face on it. It's not an official Yoda because obviously they would have to pay royalties for it. But I've got a jumper on it. It says, a long time ago, during a Christmas far, far away. So it's got lots of stars on it. So I thought my background should be appropriate to that. So I'm in the space station. International Space Station in the cupola, which you can look out and see the Earth below. And I must admit, I'm feeling a bit dizzy already just looking at it. But anyway, I'm not alone here. We have our usual co-hosts here. So introduce yourself, guys.
I'm Dan or some other from UK, currently drinking Captain Morgan's.
And I'm Sean or Trent or whatever the hell I'm calling myself this week.
Insert name of the week.
I'm back to Sean again on Facebook. Trent just didn't suit. And I'm in Canada, I think.
Yeah, at the moment, yes. I'll probably be flying over you at the moment. I'll give you a wave.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, it's rolling in the background. It's dizzying to look at it, and it must be dizzying for you seeing it back as well.
It is a little bit weird. I didn't think it was going to be that much of an effect. It is moving. Mm. Yeah, that's what space stations do. It's not geosynchronous, this one. It does move.
Yeah, I just thought it was a picture.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
it can hardly tell. It is
changing in the background, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I am sort of floating here. Unfortunately, my beer tends to stay still when I pick it up. But that's because I got the guys to rotate the space station at high velocity so that it stays in the cup. So there you go.
Yeah, yeah. It's almost as good as Babylon 5. There we go.
Anyway, this episode, basically, will only contain one structured thing, which will be a quiz. Don't worry. Neither did Dan.
No, I'm currently destroying any brain cells that were left. So clinky drinky.
Yeah. So that's the only structured thing we have. The rest of it will just be open mic, basically. We'll just talk about anything and everything. We'll also insert some of our talking after episodes that we have done on previous episodes that you previously unheard footage of Cosmic Pizza and Epsilon 3.
What is this Epsilon 3 you talk about?
This Epsilon 3 is, well, the Epsilon 3 is a planet. And around this planet is a space station, not too dissimilar to this one, called Babylon 5. And Babylon 5, never heard of it? No, well, it was a TV series back in the mid-1990s. And we have decided to watch this TV series, review it, and document our thoughts and review them and rate them episode by episode for the next 2.5 to 3 years.
Oh, that sounds exhausting.
Yes, just a little. Yes, I'll be closer to 60 than I am now, so that'll be interesting when we finish. But that is that's currently you can find that on the ESO network. You can also find it on various other places, which I will tell you is Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Castbox, Pocket Casts, Breaker, Radio Republic, the fabulous ESO Network, and which is your station for all things geek, of course, and anywhere else you get your podcasts. So how about that?
That is very convenient.
Yeah.
And it's called the Epsilon 3, and it's a Babylon 5 rewatch podcast. Is that what you're telling me?
That's what I'm telling you.
Yeah. Where did you get that name from, the Epsilon 3? That sounds kind of silly, doesn't it?
It is a bit silly because, like I say, the planet that the station rotates around is the Epsilon 3, is Epsilon 3. Oh, and okay. There's three of us, so we are the Epsilon 3.
That makes a freaking ton of sense, actually. Whoever came up with that is super clever.
But I know he should be shot into space straight away and put in his own space station.
That's very true. Yeah.
So there you go. Yeah. So the Epsilon 3. It's a really good little podcast. I believe we got a bit of a shout out, didn't we, Dan?
We did. Yes. From the Babylon Project, the Babylon podcast on Twitter. It's really weird. They got recommended by one of their listeners who calls himself Father Beast, who I had no idea was listening to our show and hasn't retweeted before, but has recommended it to a different podcast. So based on that, the host from that is now going to listen to our show. So thank you very much, Father Beast, and to the Babylon Project.
Yes. They like us. They really like us.
I know. And I think that was one of the main Babylon podcasts at the time.
Right. I think it's the best one. Some of them have disappeared and only made a few episodes, and there's others that faded by the wayside. This one has done, I believe, have they done all of them? I think they're pretty much near the end of it, and they're carrying
from what I can see. Pieces.
But yeah. It's very cleverly structured, where they talk about the first 20 minutes. They'll talk about the episode with no spoilers, and then they say, right, okay, if you're happy with that, switch off, and then they carry on with. And again, with another review, but full of spoilers. So you get both sides of it. So if you're coming at it for the first time, it's a great way to listen to it. And if you've heard it before or you're watching along with them, then you can get the full episode out of them. So it's a really good idea. I think we should reach
sounds
out
like
to
a
them
lot
see
of
if
work.
We can... see if we can. Well, the good thing is, if they've got to the end of their series, then obviously we're not in competition with them. So, we sort of are, because other people could go and listen to them as well if they wanted to, but...
very true.
Hopefully our timing is a little better, because we might just run into the next series of Babylon 5 when it comes out. So
very true.
So yeah, I might just ping them an email and say, because I did listen to one or two of their episodes just to get an idea of what they did, and I thought, no, I don't want to do it like that, because they've already done it. There's no point in us doing it that way. We'll just talk about it and freewheel it.
So very cool.
Yeah. Maybe I'll reach out and see if they're interested in coming on and maybe doing a little sort of a crossover episode.
That would be great. Adjusting this cap. Out of the way. To you too.
Wouldn't be a podcast without a cat or a dog.
It's currently sitting on the lead from my headphones. So if I move anywhere, I'm going to sort of pull the headphones off my head. There we go. Right, stay there. Yeah. Sorry.
When does a cat ever listen to instructions?
This one,
one
never.
Time back in 1973.
And they never speak of it again.
What else you got for us, Paul?
We have over in the UK, this is really for you, because Dan already knows this. You know, being a Londoner himself, he'll be well versed in this, but we have a thing over here called rhyming slang. Which is believed to have originated around the 1840s among the predominantly Cockney population of the East End of London. So Cockney is anybody who was born within the sound of Bow Bells, which is a church, I assume, in the area of Bow. And if you could hear the sound of the bells when they rang, you were said to be a Cockney. So they are well known for having a characteristic accent and speech patterns. So think... Dick Van Dyke from Mary Poppins.
Don't.
Go blimey, Mary Poppins. You know, the world's most famous Cockney, who is the worst Cockney accent you'll ever hear. But that sort of thing, the old cheeky chappy, that sort of person we're looking at. It remains a matter of speculation as to whether rhyming slang was a linguistic accident, a game, or developed internationally to confuse non-locals. If it's deliberate, it may have been to maintain a sense of community. So, you know, local people used to use it, and if you didn't know what they were speaking, then obviously you're not a local person. It's possible that it was used in the marketplace to allow vendors to talk amongst themselves in order to facilitate collusion without customers knowing that they were or what they were saying. Another suggestion is it may have been used by the criminals to confuse the police, which tends to be the popular one that people say. But I think it's more of a sense of community, that sort of area. It's grown up around that area, people using slang words that only, you know, a small group of people would use. So we have some examples here for you, Sean. So apples and pears. So basically that rhymes with stairs. So instead of saying, I'm going down the stairs, you'd say, I'm going down the old apples. Apples and stairs, pears. Dog and bone is another one. The old dog and bone. Phone. Dog and bone rhymes with phone. There you go. Adam and Eve. Would you believe it? Would you Adam and Eve it? Would you believe it? So you could say, fell down the apples and pears whilst talking on the dog and bone. Would you Adam and Eve it? I fell down the stairs while talking on the phone. Would you believe it? So this is where I test Dan to see how well he knows his Cockney rhyming slang. Being a Londoner.
Yeah, my grandfather was born in the sound of the Bow Bells, so he was a Cockney. So I am two generations removed. So if I don't get any points in this, I'm screwed.
I think you'll do quite well because a lot of them are quite easy, and surprisingly, a lot of them are used in everyday language anyway.
Shame your ancestors.
I know. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. So you got a lot of them. No pressure. So here's the first one. Now, sometimes these will be used as two words. Sometimes you might just use the first word. Most of the time, you just use the first word. But I'll help you out here. The artful dodger.
Artful dodger, Roger Codger, lodger. Lodger. Yes, lodger.
Oh, nicely worked out. Yeah, but we're going to be here all night if you're going to go through the alphabet.
No, I'm just going to go through it. Trying to think of words that rhyme with it. Yeah,
the artful dodger is, we got an artful dodger upstairs paying his rent. So the old Joanna.
Piano.
Yeah, the old piano.
Yeah, piano.
Tinkling away on the old
Joanna. On the ivories.
Yes.
Yeah.
The old baked bean.
Baked bean.
More of a baked new bean. One.
Baked bean.
Because they used to have baked beans in 1840, of course.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, baked bean. That's a new one. No idea.
The old baked bean? Queen.
Oh, Madge. Oh, right. Sorry. Yeah, her old Madge. Yeah. Fair enough.
Barnaby Rudge.
Barnaby Rudge. Judge.
Yes.
Yes.
One that we're all going to struggle with here, the old Barnet.
Oh, your noggin, your head, your hair.
Hair, yes. The Barnet Fair. Hair. Poor Sean, he looks well lost.
Completely. Not only was I not around in the 1840s, I've never been to the UK either.
So. It doesn't help, yeah. Oh, that's you in a bit of Barney rubble.
Oh, trouble, bit of trouble.
Bit of trouble there. Always a bit of a... Now, I didn't realise that because, there's always a bit of a Barney over there.
Yeah,
I hadn't twigged that it was actually Cockney rhyming slang for Barney Rubble being trouble. So there's a bit of trouble over there. Mm. What we all hope to get to tonight is Brahms and Liszt.
Oh, pissed. Absolutely. Yeah, 100%.
He's a bit Brahms and Liszt. just stick to the brass tacks.
Facts.
Yeah. And we could all do with a bit of bread and honey.
Money.
Yeah.
Maybe preferably a pony in your pocket.
Yes. And that's where I lose it totally because, you know, the pony, the monkey.
Monkey. Yeah, absolutely.
I have no idea what they are. So I'd have to look that up.
yeah.
Something. Dan doesn't have, but Sean sort of does. Bricks and mortar.
No idea.
A daughter. That's why I said sort of, because I know Sean's more of a stepdaughter than anything.
So I was going to go water.
I'm not a stepdaughter.
He's got water.
What? brown bread.
Oh, your head.
No.
Oh.
Brown bread. Happens to us all in the end.
Yeah, it does. Oh, he's dead.
Yes.
He's dead. He's completely... Dead. He's
brown bread.
He's brown bread.
Give us a butcher's. What's a butcher's?
Have a look.
Yep, a butcher's hook.
Butcher's hook.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at two of them now, the old China plate.
My mates.
Yeah, China plate.
Yeah, there we go, mates. Yeah,
me old China.
Of course, me. Yeah, hello, my old China.
Something we don't see much of, the old currant bun.
Oh, currant bun. Oh, no, I don't know currant bun.
Currant bun? It's a big orange thing in the sky, the sun.
Oh, the sun. Oh, you see, that's why, you know, we're in the UK. There's no such thing as the sun. Yeah.
Oh, stop. No point in having a Darby and Joan.
Moan.
Yep.
Nice.
But, you know, look, have a quick Dickie Bird.
Dickie Bird. No, can't think of it.
Word.
A word. Oh, of course.
He didn't say a Dickie Bird him. You need to watch more 1950s.
I do, yeah.
Zed cars and Sweeney and all. Duck and dive. It's what I do all the time at work.
No idea.
Skive.
Skive.
Ducking and diving.
Ducking and diving.
You would use a car to drive along the old frog and toad.
The road.
Yep.
Yep.
Half inch.
To nick something, to pinch it.
Yep. To pinch, to steal.
Yeah.
And I think I've heard you say this one before, but yeah, really, really Hank Marvin at the moment.
Oh, starving. Oh, yeah. I could murder a nice roast. Absolutely. Yeah.
Starving Marvin. And then after a few drinks, you'd fancy a Jimmy Riddle.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, as long as my aim's right, because I've got to go for a piddle, that's fine.
And then in the good old days, once you've had a few drinks, you'd also have a laugh and a joke. Not so much these days.
No, I don't know this one.
You used to do this inside a pub, now you have to go outside to do it.
Oh, smoke.
You see, for this quiz, you've got to use your old loaf of bread.
Oh, yeah, your head. Absolutely.
Yeah. And I'm reading this at the moment using the old mince pies.
Oh, the eyes, yeah. The eyes don't deceive.
Yeah, that's it. a few weeks back, you had that COVID, didn't you? You were a bit Pat and Mick.
Yeah, terribly sick.
Yeah, I mean, you were off your plates of meat for a while.
Yeah, they're barking now, those dogs. Absolutely.
Yes. what a little pony and trap this is.
I'm not going to say that. You can't leave me down that road.
Yeah, your old raspberry tart, which I hadn't realised raspberry tart rhymes with fart. I didn't realise that, and I hadn't realised that blowing a raspberry, that's what it means. Blowing that's the old it. Raspberry tart, meaning you're blowing a, make the sound of a fart. There's a reason I learned, the reason I'm going through this is because I heard a definition, or I saw a definition of a word, which I always use. I always call myself a Burke. I thought because a Burke, for Sean's benefit and anybody else who doesn't know it, is somebody who is slightly less stupid, than a fool or an idiot. So it's not really, Dan's put his hand up. So if I do something stupid, like knock something over, oh, you Burke, what did you do that for? Or if I spell something wrong on the phone, oh, you Burke. I didn't realise what it actually meant. Dan, do you know what it actually means?
Burke, isn't it? Burke and Hare, isn't it? Isn't that the base of it?
No. Remember, it's got to rhyme with something.
Burke.
It's not obvious because it's now mispronounced, but it was probably correct at the time and is now mispronounced.
Right. It's no, for, I don't know this one.
It's for the Berkeley Hunt.
Right. Yes. Right. Old. Yeah. See you next Tuesday. Yeah.
Yes. So when I've been calling myself a Burke or anybody else a Burke, it actually means it's a lot worse than you think. But really, in modern day parlance, yes, it actually is a soft reference to, you know, being somebody who's a fool or an idiot. But I hadn't realised that that's where it had come from.
Oh. No, I had no idea. Oh, my God.
And again, it's only when I looked that up that I started getting into all of these things that we have here. And nice. And another one that I knew of, but my father-in-law was telling me a story of when he was in Germany. He was on holiday and he was talking to a German. And he said they were having a joke with him and he didn't get the joke. And my father-in-law said, "Oh, we're just taking the Mickey, don't worry." And he said, Mickey, who is this Mickey? And then my father-in-law, and after he's told us this, he said, "Of course, you know, take it just means having a joke." And I went, "No, it doesn't."
No.
Mickey Bliss. Now, nobody knows who Mickey Bliss is. He was obviously some local at the time, I would imagine. But it rhymes with piss, hence taking the piss. Taking the Mickey. Taking the Mickey is a politer version of saying the same thing. So he hadn't realised this. So now you know who Mickey is. It's as simple as that. I mean, obviously, the septic tanks won't get this.
Septic tanks. Oh, God, I think I knew this one. No, it's gone.
Old septic tanks, they helped us in the war. The Yanks.
Old septic of
tank, yeah. And of course, I never knew why the Sweeney was called the Sweeney. The TV show was, you know, it was the flying squad, obviously, that it was referencing, which is a section of the police force of the time. Of course, Sweeney Todd, flying squad.
Flying squad. There you go. Nice.
And they were always trying to catch a tea leaf.
Yeah, thief. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Of course, I think we've all had one of these, or all have one of these at the moment, all three of us. The old Trouble and Strife. Wife,
yeah,
which I think is appropriate.
Sean, it's coming your way.
I mean, look at him. Look at Sean. He's in the right 2-8.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry, Sean. I'm really sorry. This is it's confusing at the best of times.
There you go, Sean. That's your lesson in Cockney rhyming slang.
I'm sure it'll come in handy next Cockney season.
Yeah, they're coming to season at a certain time, and you're only allowed to shoot them in season.
Yeah, we bloom at certain times of the month. Every now and then, come out. You know, second generation ones, we get a few, you know, a few weeks grace before we have to come out. But yeah, absolutely. Yeah. All the sequins and seashells, you name it. Cockles and whelks. Oh yeah.
Oh, lovely. Jelly deals.
Yeah. All the worst foods you can think of.
Yeah. But there you go. We could do a whole episode on Cockneys. I mean, they're a dying breed, but there's still people who hold on to the tradition of
absolutely.
Yeah. So all you have to do is watch the old EastEnders on TV, and you've pretty much you probably hear all the lingo in there.
Pretty much, yeah.
So Sean, here's a few questions for you. Now these are not Cockney rhyming slang. Don't worry, I've played it a bit easier on you.
Well, I appreciate that.
So obviously, you've never been to the UK, and you're planning on coming over at some point. So you'll need to learn the lingo. You'll need to know a few slang words, thrown in there. So, for example, you know the word quid. You've heard me and Dan use that word, or even fortnight. Which do you use it over in Canada?
No, we say 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Two weeks.
2 weeks. Excuse me.
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
2 weeks. And when you watch your TV series, what do you watch it on?
Not the telly. We watch it on the TV.
Ah, there you go. You see, he knows the lingo already. We've converted him over very the years.
Good. Yeah, very good.
Hey, my great grandparents were from the UK. I know all about this.
Ah, oh, well, there you go. What happened? Where did it all go wrong?
1942.
Okay, so let's throw a few words at you and see if you can understand what they mean. So, a cock up.
That means you f*** up real good.
Yep, that's right. If I was to say, I'll give you a bell.
You're going to call me?
Yeah. Because if I wasn't, I'd be gutted.
Very sad.
Yeah, devastated, yeah. But if you did, I'd be chuffed.
Very happy.
Yeah, happy, proud, yeah. But if I had lost the plot, what would have happened?
I don't know. You couldn't follow the story, I guess.
It's how we describe the podcast, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Totally lost the plot. Gone crazy. You've gone off the rails. You've lost the plot, man. You don't know what you're doing. You don't know where you're going.
Sounds like my life.
Hmm. If I was to have a kip,
not a clue.
I would have a bit of a sleep or a nap. If something is the bee's knees, what would it mean?
That's the best thing ever.
Yeah, awesome. If you know your onions, what does that mean?
No idea.
It means you're very knowledgeable in that subject. Okay. Oh, he knows his onions, that lad.
I never heard that one before.
No? Okay. If something is a bit dodgy?
It's a bit sketchy.
Yep. Yeah, a bit suspicious. If I was to have a... what could I use that in? What would be a tad?
A little bit.
Exactly what it says on the piece of paper here. If we used this word before, if I was to skive, what would that mean?
I don't know. You said it earlier. I still don't know what it means.
Yeah, it means being a bit lazy or avoid doing something. And if you're a person who does that all the time, you're a skiver.
As long as you don't have scurvy, I guess it's okay.
Yes. Moving on to another word, which is in no way related to the previous word, but what or who is a scouser?
I've heard that before, but I don't know what it means.
That's right. It means somebody who lives in Liverpool, somebody who comes from Liverpool.
Isn't that?
I am not a scouser, I will have you know.
Okay.
Close. You're a tad away from scouser. Yes.
I'm 4 miles away from a scouser, and 2 miles of that is river. If I went to the loo...
Well, you had to go for a tinkle, didn't you?
That's right. If something is nicked...
It's stolen.
Very good. If somebody is a nutter...
I don't even want to speculate.
It's a crazy person.
Okay, that makes sense.
I think we've all... we were talking to Shauna before about being knackered.
Yeah, tired.
Tired, yeah. If I was gobsmacked...
You'd be flabbergasted.
Yes, it's something that's being used over in America a lot more recently, but it started over here, especially around the Liverpool area. It used to be used a lot, but yeah, now there's a lot of films in America. I'm keeping. Oh, they've used the word gobsmacked. I'm gobsmacked. Before we go to the next one, I think we should take a quick break for a promo on the ESO Network.
Hello there. I can see you have great taste in podcasts. Keep your discerning streak going with the Soulforge podcast. No topic is off limits on the Soulforge. We talk about life, toys, dating, geekiness, love, nerdiness, sex and dating, TV, movies, and just about anything you can think of. Check out the Soulforge podcast. Soulforgepodcast.com and wherever you find your podcasts. We're everywhere.
Okay, let's move on to the next word. A chap, C-H-A-P.
That's a person.
Correct. A male friend. Yeah, yes. Dude, yeah. That's it.
He's a jolly good chap, isn't he?
Oh, yes. Pretty nice chap. A bog roll.
A sleeping bag?
Ooh, it's not bad. Not bad. No.
Good guess.
So a bog would be another word for a toilet. So therefore, bog roll is toilet paper. A roll of toilet paper. And Bob's your uncle.
Yeah, he is.
No, he's my dad, actually, but... It means, there you go.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We say that here, too.
Ah, good.
But Fanny's your aunt as well.
Yes.
Yeah, that's not...
Bob's your uncle, Fanny's your aunt.
Yeah. There's another answer to that, but I won't say that. Because that was throw a spanner in the works.
Yeah, that's a monkey wrench in the gears.
Yeah, that's it.
But don't throw your shoes called sabot.
That's right.
Okay.
Because then you get
sabotage.
Or however William Shatner says it.
Yep.
Sabotage. Sabotage.
Sabotage. Sabotage.
Abso-bloody-lutely. What would that mean? Indeed. Yes. Mm-hmm. If I was to go arse over tit. It's a clean one, don't worry.
Weirdly, the explanation is more clean than the actual word. That's very strange.
Serve a tit.
Arse over tit.
Arse over tit.
Is that like ass over tea kettle?
I don't know.
Ooh.
When you've fallen over?
That's the one. Yep. So there you go. That's the polite version. That's Canadian polite version, of course. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The tea kettle. Absolutely.
Yeah, to fall over. If you make a dog's dinner of something, what's that mean?
I don't know, but it doesn't sound like anything good.
You made a mess. Yeah, or it's a fiasco or whatever. Yeah. I need to see a man about a dog.
Is that the same thing as I need to see a, I'm talking to a guy about a horse, I'm taking a peep?
Yeah, yeah, that's it. Or a dump, yeah. Go to the toilet anyway. Yeah. Mm-hmm. If something is described as fit, I shouldn't have said something. Normally someone is described as fit.
Fit as a fiddle?
Yeah, sort of. It generally means hot. So if you are certainly a younger person, you would say, "Well, she's fit." Bit derogatory, really. But it means she's hot, she's good.
And
women would say it as well. Yeah. Oh, he's fit.
Or you might say, she's corn fed.
That's a song that's, by one of my cousins. Huh?
That's quite sweet, actually. I prefer corn fed. That's much better. Fit implies, you know, go to the gym all the time, but corn fed is much nicer.
What, like she's yellow and gnarly? What do you mean?
Yeah, that's fine. That's all right. Yeah.
What do you think bangers are, Sean?
Bangers and mash.
Yes, that's the old
one. It's got to be potatoes or something.
It's the other one. Bangers and mash, so it's sausages.
Oh, yes, because mash is the potatoes.
That's right. Yeah, that's right, because you used to put them in the frying pan, fry them up, but if you didn't prick them with a fork first, they go bang and explode. Bangers.
Oh, that makes sense.
If me and Dan were going to a do, what would we be doing?
Going to a party, going to a thing.
Yeah, I do. And I can see behind you on your shelves, obviously you've got lots of bits and bobs.
All kinds of knickknacks.
That's it. I think all three of us are pretty much what we'd describe as an anorak. Bit of a nerd, maybe, a geek. Yeah. Sort of person who walks around with a big coat on, with a hood on, going, "Well, actually, I think you'll find that the end, the 1701D was much better because it had better warp nacelles," and that's sort of an anorak.
Yeah. Yeah, no idea what that might be.
No.
No.
You remember in episode 17 when the ship went to warp in the solar system, when clearly it states in the textbooks that you can't go to warp in a solar system? What was the motivation behind that? And how did you power the dilithium crystals through the warp nacelles? That didn't make any sense. Can you explain that?
My God, get a life.
So, if you were being kept at Her Majesty's pleasure, what do you think that would mean?
She's going to have her way with me?
My word.
That would be her pleasure.
She's 96, but...
she's the queen, after all.
Yeah, I've got to take one for king and country or whatever they say. Right?
I think that's where, if she hears this, you will definitely end up at Her Majesty's pleasure. It means to be in prison. You're being kept in one of her facilities at her pleasure.
I was last night, you know what I mean.
So after we've all had a few drinks tonight, I think we're going to be a bit plastered.
Yeah, we're totally drunk.
Mm-hmm. You got... I can't put this into a sentence. The old meat and two veg.
A minute. Paul sent me a GIF of him doing a photocopy of this. His meat and two veg. Steady. His twig and berries. He wasn't really, people. It wasn't really. It was just a GIF of someone photocopying something. That's all.
Are you talking about Big Jim and the twins?
Yeah, that's probably it. Yeah.
They're the ones. Yeah, the royal family, the royal jewels. Yep.
The old sausage and two sprouts. Yeah, that's the one.
Two boulders and a stick. Yeah.
Well, you know, some of us have a bratwurst and a couple of plums, but there you go. You describe what you have, I'll describe what I have.
It's a Yule log. It's all jolly. It's fine.
Over here we have a stag night. What would you have over there, Sean?
Like a stag and doe when before the wedding?
Yeah. Or yeah, a bachelor party. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, there you go, Sean. I think you saved yourself from being a plonker.
I've never heard that one.
A plonker is an idiot. Or a fool, or a burk, if you like. So,
yeah. Well, half those things we say here anyway, to some degree or another, right?
I thought you did anyway, because, yeah, I mean, there is a lot of Canadian words, a lot of English words in Canadian. It makes no sense whatsoever what I've just said, but yeah, there's a common, it's more, there's more English words used in Canadian than there is in American.
For sure, that's right. And we use the U in the letters when they don't, like in color.
Uh-huh.
It's got the proper U, but the Americans don't use the U.
No, that's right, too lazy. It's because we both share a common fact, and that's that we have the French next to us.
And a
lot of the words come from French. So there you go, that's the end of the quiz.
Yay.
I declare you both winners.
Yay.
And you are now more intelligent than when we started this this podcast. So there you go. So it's been a bit awkward trying to edit things around because we've had to redo the schedule slightly, but this is going to be episode 42. Originally, it was going to be episode 43, but there you go.
So does that mean this episode is the answer to life, the universe, and everything?
Yeah.
I hope so. I hope that's what it's going to be. I hope people are going to take away from this, a lot of this knowledge and become a lot more intelligent and come up with the answer that we all crave. Yeah, what's 6 times 7?
There you go.
You see? So what else have we got to talk about?
Have any idea? We didn't have anything on the schedule, and you had a quiz, and that's about it.
That's it.
That took up most of the show. So, guys, thanks for coming out, and we'll see you next week. See, we were originally supposed to record this last Thursday, and now it's Monday, and you guys have been drinking more than I have, and I just got off work not too long ago, so I haven't had a chance to get really hammered or smashed or plastered or blitzed or whatever you want to call it.
I think you're rat-assed. Yeah,
arsehole.
Yeah. That one I've never understood, the rat-assed one. Like, where on earth that comes from?
No, I have no idea. No idea. Rat-assed, look it up. My internet search history is going to be really weird.
I actually asked that to Will Wheaton, much to my shame. He'd gone a year sober in 2016. It was leading up to the election, and it was the convention over here in London. It was in Birmingham at the time. It was Star Trek Destination. And I said, how has your year of sobriety helped you? Has it improved your writing? Because I wanted to sort of see if he's like releasing a book anytime soon. And if, Trump wins the election and you're really depressed, are you going to get rat-assed come the 1st of January? Because he was going to go right up to the end of the year and then see where he felt and whether he wanted to continue his sobriety. And I said rat-assed to Wesley Crusher. And he was familiar with it because obviously he's friends with Patrick Stewart and he's obviously passed it on throughout the time. And they just ended up ignoring my question and just talked about what rat arsed meant. And because the guy who was hosting it was American and he had no idea what rat arsed meant. So basically, ignored my question, but just carried on explaining what the difference was between getting rat arsed or pissed or Brahms and Liszt or plastered and just all these euphemisms for getting completely drunk. So that's my one claim to fame. I asked a question that got completely ignored by Will Wheaton.
That's funny. I also have a Will Wheaton encounter.
Hey.
I had started up a Twitter account called Future Deaths, where I would pretend that I got newspaper clippings from the future all about celebrity deaths, and I used Will Wheaton for one of them. And I can't remember what he said, but he responded to it.
Just to prove that he wasn't dead, probably.
Yeah, because it would be something. Yet. It'd be something like November 5th, 2027, Kesha falls down the stairs and dies, or something like that.
I remember
headlines.
Yeah, yeah.
I haven't done that.
Will Wheaton coming back to you saying reports of my death have been greatly exaggerated.
Exactly.
There's something to go back to. you know, take a break from podcasts and just go back to celebrity deaths.
There you go. I thought about starting up the account again, but I can't remember which email it's attached to, so I don't know the password anymore. But maybe. Because, yeah, I do think I'm going to take a break from Soulforge podcast for a while. And, I need a little bit of a mental health break from trying to come up with a topic every week.
It can be quite stressful, and I don't think people out there may realize just how hard it is to come up with a new episode each week, especially when it's weekly. I mean, we do this two weekly, so it gives us that bit more time to think of something, but we still wait till the last minute to come up with ideas. But
that's true. But if we think about it, since the start of 2014, I've been podcasting every week nonstop between Rusted Robot Podcast, Soulforge Podcast, the Sci-Fi Waffle Podcast that we used to do, Paul, guest spots I've done on things, and then, of course, this Cosmic Pizza, and now we're Epsilon 3. It's been 8 years of weekly podcasting, and I think I'm burnt out.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think you do need to rest from it. Yeah. I mean, I did. I had to take a break from it for a while because it was just, you know, week after week after week. Trying to come up with, and you spend most of the week researching things. You know, you come up with a great idea, then you spend 2 hours a night looking into these things and getting, you know, stuff together, so you at least sound as though you know what you're talking about. And suddenly the week's gone by, and all you've done is podcast. I can't understand how the likes of our fellow podcasters on the ESO network keep coming up with episodes every week. The Flopcast, which I listen to, you know, each week, 500 episodes they're on now, you know, going way back when, 10 years or so. But I mean, that's all they do. That's, you know, they've done other things as well. They obviously do. They used to be on the radio, local radio and what have you. So they've done the sort of their natural talkers, if you see what I mean. They can keep a conversation going. But 500 episodes over, you know, over that period of time is incredible. To just keep doing that, you need to be a special person and have that as the only thing that you do every week.
Well, yeah, because what it is Soulforge comes out on Thursday, so usually I record Tuesday, edit Wednesday, and then it comes out Thursday. But then by Thursday afternoon, I'm like, what the frig am I going to talk about for next week's episode? And then I have like the whole weekend to think about it, and I'm like, am I going to get a guest? Is something going to inspire me? Is like a topic just going to come out of my ass all of a sudden or what? I don't know. So with December at the post office and the weather and the parcels, it's just, I'm exhausted.
Yeah, I don't blame you. You do sound as though you need a break from it.
It's a format that lends itself to taking breaks. That is at least something, you know, with YouTube, there's a visibility element. So if you disappear for a bit, it's quite hard to actually bring your audience back. And I've seen some YouTubers that really struggle to get back up to even the millions that they used to get. And you'd think that that million fan base would stay there with subscriptions and notifications. Yeah. But with podcasts, there seems to be an acceptable, you know, 6 months break, and then you could come back on the same feed and people will still be there, because people don't necessarily unsubscribe to a podcast channel. They just leave it there and they don't change it.
I mean, that's true. And the thing I was going to say, I remember now what I was going to say, is that while you're doing it and you're getting a good number of listeners, you give that a buy and you think, okay, that's fine. We'll just carry on. But when it starts getting down and below, into two double figures, or even, you know, down into sort of like 20s and 15s, I think Sci-Fi Waffle at one point only had about 10 listeners. And I said, why am I even bothering with this? It's just not worth it. Nobody's listening to it. I mean, why? All this effort I'm putting in for and all, you know, 10 people were all good friends. You know, they were all solid listeners that we'd been engaged and had known for a while, but it's just your mates, basically. And you think,
And we don't get paid for it. And I put more effort into putting out a quality product for something that I don't get paid for than I do my actual friggin' job. And it's too much.
Yeah. Yeah. What you should do is some, I know some podcasts are episodic, seasonal. So they'll do like let's say one a month for 10 months, and then they'll take a couple of months off and then come back again next year and start again. Maybe you should do something a bit like that. Just say, right, this year I'll put out 26 episodes over a 6 month period, and then I'm going to have 6 months off and then think about something else. And then you could change the subject after the first 6 months.
Yeah, no, that could work. That could work. Mm-hmm. Or I could just do it whenever I'm inspired instead of forcing a topic to materialize.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
just that's make right. it random. That's a possibility too. I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do. Yeah. I have to think about this.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll certainly, I mean, like I say, take a break and then you'll always still be on here, I assume. I hope when you say taking a break.
Oh, yeah, I'm not going to give that up because I don't have to come up with the topics or edit the thing. So
that's right. Yeah, it's just you pop up for a couple of hours every week and then say your bit. Yeah. And then when you do decide to come back on with your own podcast again or even restart Soulforge or whatever, you can just announce it on here and off we go again.
Yeah, that's exactly right. This is my saving grace. This is my weekly socialization with the fellas. Mm-hmm. So this actually helps.
This we would do without recording it.
Yeah. Oh, totally we would. Mm-hmm. And we have. So.
Yes.
Yeah. By intention or design or by accident.
Either way. That's exactly it. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's basically all we did, wasn't it? We were all talking one day and said, tell you what, let's press the record button and make a podcast out of this thing.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, because I think it all started because we were doing something for Dan's temporal trek. Mm. I turned that into a Soulforge episode, or maybe even a Rusted Robot. I can't remember which one now. And then we said, "We're freaking awesome, you guys. Let's just do this regularly."
That's it. I think I've still got the recording of when the whole idea happened. So
maybe somewhere.
It was podcast gold. Now, if we only had listeners to back it up, it'd be awesome.
Tell you what, if we ever get to episode 100, that'll be it. We'll release all the background info. When will that be? Episode? Because I have, like most people, I have a spreadsheet. I love spreadsheets. Excel is my friend. So we would record our episode 100 around about, March 2023. Episode 100. Well, there you go. And we're on. I'm going to go through these topics with you guys, but we have topics, I reckon, up to episode 59. A couple of them are a bit of a cheat. So we're doing our Christmas party today. The next one we're going to do, which will come out hopefully, I'm not going to give dates. I tell you what, I'm not going to give dates or even episode numbers because every time I say this, something happens and all the date disappears.
Every time.
Every week. So, yeah. And I know in about 4 weeks' time I'm on holiday, so I won't be able to record that date. So we'll have to skip on. Anyway, films of the 1980s. I'm looking forward to that one.
I'm still having nightmares trying to choose those, though.
Yeah. We might have to make it.
It's constantly changing.
Yeah.
I narrowed mine down to the three, but I could list about 20 or 30 probably.
Well, I'm glad we're not recording this for a couple of weeks because I need time to think about this one. And then there's an interesting one coming up. Now, I'll throw this one at you. It says Memories of a Year. So, in other words, we look back at a certain year. When we were a certain age. So my thought was, we'll look back at when we were 40. So Sean, you know, it's only a few years ago for you. For me, it's maybe about 14, 15 years. And then I realized Dan's going to be in a few years' time.
So tad away from
memories of the future.
So what we could do is we could give our experiences of when we were 40 and ask Dan what he thinks will happen when he's 40.
Nothing like putting him on the spot, yeah.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. That's all right.
Or we could just shift it to the 30s and say, what happened when we were 30? But it's only a couple of years ago for Sean, so.
Guaranteed, for Dan, I'll have less hair. Be fine.
Yes, you will.
We all have less hair.
Then there's an exciting one coming up, which I'm looking forward to. It's our review of War of the Worlds. But what we're going to do is one of us will take the film, one of us will take the book, and one of us will take the album that came out, Jeff Wayne's album. And we will compare and contrast and review them and see what we think.
Mm-hmm.
So looking forward to that one. And then a few months back now, I was listening to a podcast and Michael Crichton's name came up. And they named a couple of things that he'd written, the books he'd written that have become films. And then a few weeks after that, I saw another film. I thought, oh, I really love this film. And it was written by Michael Crichton. I thought, bloody, he's done so much. So I was going to go through and find all the things he's done. And we'd sort of give our opinions about what we think about them and just how much he has actually done. Because it's amazing the stuff that he's put out there. Some good films and good books.
Mm.
there's been an episode floating around, an idea floating around. It may not be done. It may be done. Our favourite Darwin Awards, you know, our favourite Darwin deaths, which is maybe a little bit morbid, but at the same time, quite fun. Films. Then we get up to films from the 1990s then, so that'll be another hard one, I think. Some good films around that time.
Mm.
Dan came up with the idea of film remakes and their source material. So the original...
Did I?
Yes, there you go. Well, it's been such a long time since you came out. We've managed to fill...
Well done, me.
We filled... Since you came up with that idea, we filled up so many ideas of other stuff that we didn't have to come up with this idea. So in other words, you know, the original film and then a remake of it. What? So, for example, mine would probably be the Seven Samurai and then the Magnificent Seven. And you know, again, we can compare and contrast and see if there was any difference.
So like RoboCop 1987 and RoboCop 2014?
That sort of thing.
If you want to talk about 2014, yeah, go right ahead.
No, I don't, but I'm just trying to give an example.
And then we'll have a bit of a cheat episode because when we come, we'll have to check the dates on this.
Cheating?
Yes. Somewhere around about March or April. It won't be. I'm sure it'll be before then. But anyway, but Babylon 5, our Epsilon 3 episode of. Let's start again. I've had too much to drink. Our Babylon 5 review podcast, the Epsilon 3, will have come to the end of season one. And we will be doing a season one review, just a quick review. So what we'll do is we'll copy and paste that into Cosmic Pizza, and we'll throw that out as an episode reviewing season one of Babylon 5.
I used to do that quite a bit, actually.
Yeah.
Where do you think I got the idea?
That was a pretty good Rusted Robot episode. I think the Soulforge listeners need to hear that, too.
Yes.
True.
That was a really good Temple Trek episode. I think I'll put that out as...
No one does that.
And then we also had an idea of one-off mini-series from the past. That was an idea. One that I originally came up with, and we have managed to push it back so far, it actually started off as one of our original ideas and has gone back to episode maybe 53, which is to speak about our heroes. Who do we consider to be our heroes? We are trying to get people from other podcasts, aren't we, Dan? Your relatives and friends that
Have a podcast. The people on Positive-ish I'm reaching out to. We still haven't done one with our favourite guys, the Play on Nerds guys.
Yeah, together. Steve and Jarman need to be on an episode with us.
Yeah, we've done a Muppets one, and we've done a Jarman one, but we've never done Play on Nerds together.
Ooh. We need to do that quickly.
Because that's like lots of different time zones.
But... It is a big time zone, but we can do it because we've done it with Julia Hooney, where she was in Oregon, and that was a good 9-hour difference. And so Steve's not too far away from that, is it?
That's the same time zone as Steve, yeah.
Very true. And so, they can now recap all of Sappy Crap. If they're coming to a natural end with that, and they've got one more episode in the can to come.
Okay.
The end of Sappy Crap, what does that mean? Where are they going?
I will reach out to Jarman about that and see if he wants to do it, because...
good idea.
Get it while it's hot, and also
cross promotion.
If that might come out as an episode with us fairly quickly, because we can get in touch with them and then insert it into one of the.
I can tell you now that the most listened to episode of my Temple Trek, the only time I've actually got into triple digits for my listeners, was when I had Steve from Player Nerds as the guest, and I got just over 150 listeners just for that. Because he was a guest, clearly people, you know, following the Play on Nerds feed, coming over to Temple Trek just for that one episode, and then it drops really quickly onto the next episode as it went straight down to 13, and then that's it. And then I'm staying there. I'm staying in my double digit zone. But I mean, if we want to, you know, ramp up the old listeners, that's definitely a way to go. Let's ride those coattails.
Mm. Yeah.
Use more successful people. Go for it.
Yes, that's right. You talk to people who are really famous and really well known, and hopefully we might get a few more listeners. That's the idea.
Just one of them. Just one.
Yeah, I said about the Epsilon 3, didn't I? Again on Sunday, I came to release the episode, and realized I couldn't add one to Podbean unless I converted the whole podcast over to Podbean. So it would remove it from Anchor. It would forward all the links.
Oh, wow.
So theoretically, people could still get it, but I was a bit nervous about doing that. And I'm quite happy with Anchor. It's just the only thing I can't do is get a workable link. And so I thought, well, this, yeah. I mean, so I tried, what else did I try? Pocket Casts. I tried using, you know, starting an account and putting in an episode in there to see whether I could get a link, but I couldn't get one from them at all. And I thought, well, I really need it to do the same thing as Castbox. Mm-hmm. Why don't I just use Castbox? So I created an account, put it in. It was amazingly too easy because it immediately came up. It was published immediately. I managed to link to it on my phone immediately and got the link straight away. And there it is there. Put that in. Boom, it works. So we now have Castbox providing the link for ESO and everything else is in Anchor. So so don't lose all the stats and things.
No, there, exactly, so. Yeah.
And Anchor's working really well. It works. Really
good. Anchor is great for stats, and then Castbox is completely terrible for stats. Like, there's very little information you can mine on that. But I guess Castbox just has more versatile links and structures and whatever proper coding terms you use for all the behind the scenes stuff. So there we go.
So that all works now. So I'm really pleased with that.
So if this stays into the edit, future podcasters, there you go. Anchor is great for stats, and Castbox is great for sharing. So there you go. If we're helpful for anyone, we can start someone else's podcast.
Yeah. Because I put that note out to everybody in ESO Network. I thought, this would be good. There's loads of people who will be able to help me with this. Two people replied. Oh, thanks, guys. And both of them said, we use Libsyn. Oh, let's give that a go. No, you have to pay for that. Bugger off. I ain't doing this.
10 minutes remaining.
Yeah, and that's the annoying thing. I love Podbean. It's a great, great website, but you have to pay for it to get anything meaningful out of it. And whilst you're doing the podcast, it's great. You get all the stats you need, all the help you need. It goes out everywhere. It's a brilliant release. Probably, I think it's the best one. But I'm not paying £108 every year for the next 3 years. And then when we finish it, as soon as you stop paying, all your podcast disappears.
Unless you want to pay $29.99 for Legacy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So there you go. That's just too, I can't afford to do that. So, no, the whole idea is create a free podcast, put it out for people to listen to. If they don't listen to it, it's not a problem for me. It's not cost me anything other than a bit of time and a bit of enjoyment of editing. That's all I do it for, is to give something back to people. That I listen to free podcasts all the time. I download them free. I don't pay any Patreons or anything like that. So I've been taking stuff off the internet for years, so I want to put something back, put something out there that people listen to. If they don't listen to it, it really doesn't bother me. I'm not doing it for listeners. I'm doing it because I enjoy talking to people. I love editing, and it's just fun. So there you go. There's my motivation for podcasting.
I feel motivated.
Yeah.
So we have a couple more ideas. Films from the 2000s will be obviously one of them. We have a 2-year anniversary, which will be popping up around the middle of next year. How about that?
Came out of nowhere.
That's right. We had a 1-year anniversary in June this year. It'll be 2 years in June next year. We also have the friend of yours, Dan, the Ninja Turtles collector guy.
Oh, yes. Phil Russell. Yep. He's more than raring to come in. He has got an entire attic full of that stuff. So he can tell us all about the history of it, where it came from, how it started, where it's going. So, he's ready to go.
Yeah. Well, give him a call. Get him on.
Will do.
And at some point, I will give the Gerry Anderson Facebook group a shout. And maybe get a couple of the guys over from there, and they can talk about Gerry Anderson stuff.
You've been talking about that for 2 years.
I keep putting it off because we keep coming up with better ideas to shove in front of it. So I should really get them in at some point. So
even more elusive than our pizza episode.
Yeah. Yes. That'll be the last episode we ever do. Just Make sure we do. I said to my wife originally, when we're going to do this episode, I said, we'll get some alcohol. I'm going to eat a pizza. I'm going to bring up a pizza and we'll eat it. And it'll be on the show, the Cosmic Pizza Podcast, with the pizza. It's 9 o'clock over here. By the time I've eaten the pizza, it'll be 10 o'clock. I'll be rolling around in bed with indigestion all night. I don't think I'll be doing that.
Well, we'll have to save that for when I come over.
Yes.
Yeah, definitely. That'd pizza and podcast.
Yes. If COVID ever ends and it's easy enough to travel, then it's happening.
Oh, it's definitely happening.
First we have to finish Omicron, then we have to get through Gamalon, then we have to get through Omega, then we have to get
Once we get through Zeta, we'll be okay. Yeah.
Oh man, yeah.
And then we're
Zeta, Rita, Meta, Maid. Yeah, absolutely.
And it'll be Alpha 1.
No bloody A, no bloody B, no bloody C.
And then we've got the Babylon 5 season 2 review after that.
Oh, nice. Wow, that's going to be quick.
That'll be August next year, hopefully.
Nice.
I'll have to see, because I haven't lined these up properly. So the Epsilon 3, oops. So the next two episodes that we need to record will be A Voice in the Wilderness Part 1 and Part 2, which is quite handy to have those two to record together.
Nice.
Then Babylon Squared, The Quality of Mercy. We've already recorded TKO, so that fills in.
Don't remind me.
And we have Legacies and Chrysalis, which is the last episode. And that'll be in the middle of February. However you say. In the middle of then, next year. And then I have, we'll do a season one review, but I also have an idea where we will, if I can find, where's my idea? There you go. So at the end of the season, I want to do a short, like couple of minutes, talk. Each one of us will take a person. So Jeffrey Sinclair, Susan Ivanova, and Lando Malari. And then we'll all do a talk on the Centauri.
Ooh, okay.
So that'll sort of be the end, you know, like a season one biographies, if you like. So we'll each pick one of them, and we'll all do a little couple of minutes, 5 minutes, whatever, however long you want to stretch it out. History of, you know, what the future may hold type of thing.
Mm.
And then when we get to the end of season two, we'll take John Sheridan, Delenn, and Michael Garibaldi, and also then do the Minbari. At the end of season three, we'll take Jakar, Talia Winters, Via Cotto, and the Narn. Season four, we're running out of people, so we go to Zathras, Linnea, Kosh, and the Vorlons.
Zathras is going to be the easiest one, isn't it? It's Zathras, not Zathras.
Not the one. We'll be the one. Not the one yet.
There we go, done. You've recorded it. Just slap that in.
There we go, we've done that episode already.
Yes, yes. You know, we could also do an episode on my Etsy shop and what I've learned in the last 6 months.
Yes.
That could be a whole episode. Yes. You guys could ask me questions and I could try to promote Rusted Robot Toys on in the Etsy shop.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Etsy shop. Okay, I'll write that down.
We'll do it like a QVC. Like, so today, Sean, what have we got here? And then we'll be like, well, today I'm exhibiting this. And then we'll put all the little pictures in the promos.
Perfect.
Yeah, there we go. Links in the show notes for every item.
Did we do our favorite starships?
No, we didn't.
No.
There's another idea. Our favorite one-shot villains.
Ooh.
That's interesting.
That could go on for a while.
I think those are two I haven't written down, so I shall do that.
Write them down. Are we putting all this in the show, or?
I will see when I come to edit it, see whether it's worth putting it in.
Just leave it in. Yeah, it'll be fine.
Most of it will probably be in. It'll just be cut out all the crap in between.
What you guys have to look forward to. All to you. Yes. Or whatever we've got.
You will never know what's in until it is released. We've been your deliverers today. Please leave a tip at the door by subscribing for future deliveries, rate and review our service, and we hope you come back for more helpings next time. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Tumblr, and TikTok by searching for the Cosmic Pizza Podcast. If you'd like to send us an MP3 file, you can email us on cosmicpizzapodcast@hotmail.com. And we'll catch you on the next episode of the Cosmic Pizza Podcast.
This has been a broadcast of the ESO Network. Be part of the crew and help support our shows by donating to our ESO Patreon or by shopping at the TeePublic store, which can all be found at www.esonetwork.com. The ESO Network, your station for all things geek.